This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And basically, this conversation was prompted, and I have to give a shout out to my boy Tommy G, because he recently went and did a video with the guy sitting across from me, Rondo. And he said it in the video, and then I believe he also texted it to me or called me and told me that out of all the hoods he'd been to all over the world, all over the United States at the very least, that you guys were arguably the craziest slash, I mean, I'm sure he found out about a bunch of stuff that he didn't talk about on camera, but he basically left more impressed slash freaked out by you guys than anybody else that he's ever done content with, which is saying a lot, because the guy basically runs a YouTube channel where he goes to a different crazy ass area every single week.
Nah, yeah. It was a lot of shit at the cut, and he saw a lot of a couple of things. Not too much, like 1% of the shit that we do behind the scenes. I don't know. We not a gang. We don't clarify. We not a gang. We don't do none of that little, you know. We move as a family. We're a family. Or a brand, or a business, or businessmen, you know? And we don't like to do too much talking, you know. I would have never took that interview from Tommy G because we don't like that type of light. Mm-hmm. You know, that type of spotlight brings in RICO cases and all this type of.
But how'd you get connected?
Well, it's because the music. That's the only reason that I even accepted the videos, because we, you know, the publicity for the music.
You knew it was shining a light on you.
Yeah, but one of the fans had sent him a text message. I mean, I sent him an email, and he had got back to me, and then we got on a call, and we scheduled everything.
And you ended up feeling like he was trustworthy?
Tommy G?
Yeah.
It was a little skeptical, but me and the homies, we got together, and we, like, talked about it.
I mean, he's gone through it with me and told me that he will send a video back and forth to the people that he filmed with over and over and over, blurring out different little things that they don't want in the videos and stuff like that. So he seems like he goes really, really hard to not f*** anything up for people.
Bro, I got a lot of love for him, bro. When I met him in person, like, I thought he would be just like a personality for the camera, or like, oh, he just acts like this on camera, but he's actually like that in person. He's like genuinely cool, and he's nice to everybody. He's chill, and he always has like the questions coming like off the top of his mind. Like, he'll never let something get dry.
Very genuine and curious, and just kind of goes into these environments that he has no business being in, and he just has like a good attitude about it, and he asks genuine questions, and people open up because they know and they understand that he doesn't really come from this world and he doesn't really know about this stuff, but that he's interested.
Yeah. But it was like a little common misconception in the video. People was thinking we from Fremont. We's not from Fremont. That's just where the food was. They got good food.
Okay.
You know, most people they claim cities. We don't claim cities. We be from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the homies, they're from like South Hayward, San Jose. Me personally, I'm from Union City.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really claim cities. We just get together. You know, we got each other's backs. We do our business.
So normal gang stuff or street stuff usually gets associated based on neighborhoods and stuff like that, but your thing is more about the ethnicity or the nationality?
We're just family, but yeah. It's not a gang, but I like to kick it around my
own. But that's how you guys know each other and everything?
Even him, he's half Afghan, so that's why we bring it around.
Right, because the video, I think, tagged you guys as just like Afghan gangs, which I'm trying not to use the word gang, but it's proving kind of difficult because that is what he named the video.
That's what he named it, but if you want to call it that, that's what you could call it because that's your opinion.
Right.
And you can say it all you want.
I'm just quoting Tommy.
No, yeah, no, I don't got a problem with you saying it, but me personally, like, I wouldn't call it a gang. We're a tribe.
Right.
You know, we're a family. My bad, I forgot the question you asked.
No, I just, when he labeled it like Afghan gang, what specifically, like, where is your family lineage come from? And how, like, do you know how long your family has been in the United States and everything?
No, yeah. So we do only kick it around Afghans. Just because, like, I'll get into explaining that, just remind me. But yeah, my family, they're all from Afghanistan. They came from war. They came, I think my pops, like, came in, like, the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, then my mom came in like the 90s or 2000s, I'm not sure. But yeah, they come from the land. You know, all the homies, we're all first generation Americans. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And what kind of work did your parents go into when they came out here?
They went through a lot of stuff. We never really had money at some point. Like, my dad was a hot dog vendor, and he was driving taxi and little stuff that didn't make too much money. You know, sometimes, like, the lights would go out and little stupid stuff like that. But he tried his best. He provided, you know. He put all that street shit aside and manned up. You know, he got married and had kids, and he tried to switch his life around.
Mm-hmm. And what was your relationship with him?
I love my dad.
Right.
I love my dad. He's so funny, bro.
Did he try to keep you out of, like, crime and street stuff?
My dad is a good guy. You know, he did his best for everything. It's just like, I don't know, bro. He was good. He told me to stay out of the stuff. He told me not to do this stuff. He always gives me warnings and stuff, like, don't do this, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps me laced up with information.
Definitely. That's good to hear. And so, okay, how did you, like, when did you hop off the porch, as they say?
I never hopped off the porch.
I mean, when did you start? Like, I feel like there's a distinct part of your life where you're a kid, and then there's, like, when you start becoming a man.
I was always a bad kid, bro. I was always a bad kid.
Really?
From elementary, I was getting expelled from elementaries, expelled from middle schools, expelled from high school. I was just like, they call it in Farsi, like, I was a short-ass kid, you know what I mean? I was hella bad, hella energy. Always, like, wanting to break shit, like, fuck some shit up. Always fighting. That's one of the most things I always got in trouble. My whole life, I always liked fighting. That was, like, my favorite thing to do. Fight.
Really? Like, about what kind of stuff?
It's bullshit. Just fight. You know, like, not verbal fight, like, physical fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, within your friend group, or do you have ops already at that point?
No, just over little arguments, you know? Just, like, somebody, like, says some stupid shit, just fly on them. I don't know if, like, people would be always, like, talking on the net, so we'd go pull up on them and... The thing about us, bro, we always run fair one. We never jump nobody. We don't do no jump. If somebody calls out once, all the homies is good at hands, bro. We all got hands. We all got good ground game, you know. It comes with the Afghans. They know how to fight on the ground, too. Like, we don't really wrestle. Like, if you've seen in the video, we don't really do, like, the wrestling. But we decent at it, like, naturally. You know what I mean? Like, they call in Afghanistan, like, Palawani.
What's that mean?
Like, wrestling. Like, wrestlers. Like, you'll see, like, if you watch videos in Afghanistan, like, they just, like, it's not technique, it's just all strength.
Right.
They'll just, like, wrestle each other off just pure strength, trying to, like, pull each other down and shit.
Interesting. So, when did you, like, start getting arrested or having that kind of shit happen to you when you were younger?
Like, 14.
What kind of stuff were you getting into?
Armed robbery.
Who put you onto that?
I didn't do nothing.
Well, you got arrested for it.
Yeah, I've been arrested.
They might have been misled, but what really
nobody
happened?
Nobody put me on to nothing, but I've had arrests. I've been caught up for, like vehicle stolen vehicles, like gun charges and all this type of stuff, but, yeah, just like the simple shit.
And so, like, was your friend group at that time the people that you're friends with now, or did that come together later?
I've known my homies for a long time. Some people, like, I came a little newer, like, not new within, like, a year, but, like, the past 2 years and stuff. But it wasn't a lot. Like, we even had a bigger group back then, but a lot of the people fell off. Like, it wasn't, like, no, like, we was, like, in one big clique. It was just, like, we was all mutuals type shit, like, and, like, hella shit happened, and we fell out. Those people, they're kind of, like, scary ass niggas too, so.
Hella scary. Hella scary.
Meaning you start... Getting into stuff, and then they just kind of bail out before things are done?
Yeah, they don't know how to handle business.
Really?
Yeah.
And were we talking about just issues with other people, or were you getting into, like, actual business, making serious money at this point?
See, the difference between, like, the Afghans in the street and all these other people is we about the money. We about the money, huh? You know what I mean? Like, we put all the beefs to the side. We got beefs. Like, when it comes down to taking care of take care of shit. But our main priority is money. Like, we running after money. We got different ways of running up money. Money is the motive. We're trying to make money.
Because that's, like, the stereotype or the idea that the average person who lives in a city has about, like, people who, you know, like, there's just certain businesses that it feels like people from your side of the world kind of end up dominating.
Like, dominating what?
just in terms of business, like, you know, but then you're probably more tapped into the street side of things, which I don't really know about in terms of like people making money in that way. People act like based on hip hop and stuff, you would kind of think that most crime was not committed by your race.
Cool. We keep it real low key. It's real low key. we don't talk about it. We don't post nothing. We don't do nothing. We just keep it low key. We don't work with too many people. We keep it like tight, like the Metallians in the 90s.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
We keep it amongst the Avians.
Yeah.
Mm, for sure. Who do you guys beef with? Like other races, or is it more like neighborhoods and shit?
She's an ugly.
We don't beef. I don't know this type of question.
I mean, in your music and in that Tommy G thing, it did seem like you've got issues with people. That there's problems.
Everybody loves us. We love everybody. We're people of peace.
Why was that guy screaming outside the food spot?
Oh, that's just some another Afghan guy. I know him. He's a crackhead. Like
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
He used to be cool. Like my dad introduced me to him. He used to be my dad's friend growing up. But now he just sleeps on the street. Just a crackhead. He's cool before the video. Before the like video, that we've seen him all the time. Like he'll come shake our hand. He'll be like, "Salam alaikum, Lola John," all this type of stuff. That like we've even tried to help him get like sober. Like, but that day he was just tweaking out hella hard. And if we beat that boy's ass, cause bro, it was multiple of us.
How are you gonna look? Yeah.
First, like you can never win with the internet. If we beat his ass, they're gonna be like, "Oh, these people jumped in. Oh, they think they're so tough." And I'm not trying to talk this on bro, but he's a known snitch. I swear to God. Brother snitch. That nigga is a snitch, bro.
Really?
Yeah, he's a known snitch.
The PD confirmed it.
Yeah, I was walking through the other day and getting food in Fremont, and this cop stops me. He's like, "Wait, ain't you the guy from the video with the white guy?" Mm. I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, what's up with that little guy from the video? He's tweaking out. I work in that little section at night. He'd be tweaking." He told him, he's like, "Oh, he always causes trouble." And he was like, "Oh, but we never see him get locked up. Word for word on my mom, on everything I love. Wallahi, it's Ramadan, so I wouldn't lie." Mm. He said, "Because he's a narc. Whenever he gets caught, he starts talking about everything and everyone."
Wow.
On my life. But,
that's crazy.
So look, if we hit that boy and then he presses charges and we crash out, they're going to be like, "Oh, he crashed out over a crackhead or this and this." We find big cases and stuff, you know what I mean? We're not worried about a crackhead, bro. we got serious shit going on. We got not even like, you know, another thing that was misled in the Tommy G video, that it kind of sounded like we were being a little arrogant. You're not arrogant people. Like they're saying like, "Oh, they're flexing their ankle monitor and all this stuff." I was just saying like, we got nothing to prove. Like we've beat up people worse than this, and like done this to people like who have like 100 times more rank than him. You know what I mean? Like we're not worried about a guy who literally sleeps on that street. You know what I mean? Like literally wakes up the next day on the street. You know, like, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to get at.
No, definitely, because, I mean, everybody's got that friend who's down to fight, like, a total or, like, a random person, but, like, doesn't really have that energy for somebody who's more of a challenge.
He got mental health issues, bro. Like, you know, I was, like, if we beat bro's ass, like, how is God going to look at us for beating someone that you know he's actually mentally ill, bro? Like, we know him personally. Like, he needs mental help. He just don't want to take it. He'd be taking other type of help.
Do you think he was showing out for the video because he knew it was going on YouTube?
No, yeah, for sure. You even hear him talk about, "Oh, bro, the video, TikTok." I told the homies, you hear me in the video. I was like, "Bro, be cool. It's hot. It's hot, bro. Like, don't do nothing for the cameras. Like, don't even whoop this boy for the camera. Let him get his 5 seconds of fame." He's already apologizing. My uncle already walked up on him. He apologized saying, "Oh, I would never disrespect your family and this and this." So, simple shit like that.
Definitely. So, I mean, like, when you started catching more serious cases, when did that begin? Because I know there's one, like, really big one, but was there anything that led up to that?
Like serious cases? Like,
yeah, like, when, I don't know. You're talking about, like, getting little armed robbery charges or whatever. Like, when did you start actually really getting locked up?
See, I never got locked up. I got away with it. I ain't gonna say. Yeah, but everything.
Is he saying something that means like stop snitching on yourself? But I don't know. I just want to know the translation.
A lot of the stuff had got dropped for lack of evidence. So, yeah, we play smart. And it goes into the thing of like, you know, like juveniles get everything so easy, bro. You know, when you were juvenile, bro, you get so many slaps on the wrist.
Mm.
Like those. Yeah, during COVID, yeah, too. Like, they'll give you, like, like something that you would do as a juvenile, like would get you like probation to like some serious shit, like stealing a car with a gun in the face of somebody and all this type of shit, probably only get you like max like 6 months in juvie or a year, or like probation or some little shit like that. You do that shit as an adult, they gonna slap you with 10.
But have you seen that since you were young? That like, cause there's a lot of shit in like Northern California and Oregon and where they're like decriminalizing drugs and like not locking people up for shit. You sense that on the street as well? It feels like it's like a lot harder to get locked up at this point.
Like it just depends on the crime you're doing. Like if you're doing violent crimes and shit, like they're gonna get you. Like they're gonna try to get you. But if you're doing like little petty shit, like stealing and bipping and robbing and all this shit. Like if you're robbing civilians, you're a little like you're kind of dumb. Like they're gonna call the cops and you're gonna get like a case and everything. But if you're like hitting licks on like other people in the streets, like that's like the smarter move. Like they don't like if they really claim to be street, they wouldn't call the cops on you. So you don't really gotta worry about those type of repercussions.
So you're saying robbing drug dealers was kind of like your thing at one point?
That's what you're saying.
I keep trying to get you. So, all right, how old were you when you caught this this murder case?
16.
Yeah. What kind of shit were you getting into at that time in your life?
There was a lot of serious shit. Like, there's just a lot of shit going on in my life, you know? And I don't really want to talk about the situation because the case is beat. I would talk on a case that I've beat before, but I don't like to speak on the dead.
Mm.
I like to feel like if you speak, like, it's just really bad. Like, he's already gone. Like, what's the point of talking about it? And say, like the parents, like, of the person. Like, if my kid got killed and the person, like, got away with it, I'd be upset. But if I see them on the internet telling the whole story, like, I'd be horrified. You know what I mean? I'd be like, damn, so this is how my son went out and all this type of stuff. So for the peace of the people, and, like, it was a crazy story. Like, the getaway and everything, helicopters, like, 90 cop cars, dogs, UAV, all this type of bullshit. But even the initial thing leading up to it, but it was a little altercation that just went big for no reason. And
so is this somebody that you knew?
No, that's the first time I ever met him. But it was a misunderstanding on his part. And he got a little out of hand and tried to do some crazy shit. So that's a lot of the story already given out.
How long were you locked up for?
Zero.
Oh, so you never got locked up, but you had to fight it?
So, I didn't have to fight it. It got dropped. Like, it wasn't that it was open and they were investigating and they were bugging for a little bit, like, detectives and all this shit. But after a while, like, you could even read the news report that he had a fake gun on him. Like, the guy, they found a fake gun on his body. Like, not on his body. I don't know where they found it. I didn't really, like, read too much up on it. Like, he had a fake gun. And, like, basically, it was just it was a good self-defense case.
Mm.
And they got tried. Yeah, it was a self-defense.
So they never even bothered to charge you?
No.
Wow. And how long was this hanging over your head, though, that you were wondering about it?
I was so paranoid about it. Like, I thought, like, any minute they're going to just come in my door, like, because they never gave me information about it. They just said, we're going to, like, follow up with you.
Mm.
And, like, bro, like, day and night, like, I'm just so paranoid, you know? I'm like oh, they're going to come in, like, they're going to come kick door. Like, I mean, just pull me out of my house. I'm thinking about, like, damn, I got to get out the country. I got to do all this type of shit.
You thought about running?
Yeah, like, I didn't know what was going on. But after, like, a year, I had a lawyer check up on the case. And he was like, oh, no, it's been closed. It's a closed case. But they never told me anything. They just, like, they're like, we're going to get back to you. And they never got back to me. Like, they got back to me by saying, like, oh, like little shit, like, fuck, bro, I'm having a brain fart.
I mean, you're 16, and you just...
This is a while ago.
Yeah, and, like, you don't really know that much about how the legal system works, I'm assuming.
I did.
All of a sudden, you got this thing hanging over your head, and, like, you don't really... Because I feel like when a really rich rapper, like when Gucci Mane allegedly killed that guy, like, he got off on self-defense, but I'm pretty sure his lawyers were, like, in immediate communication with the police department and probably, like, really staying on top of it, I would think, versus you just being somebody who's, like, catching their first case and not really.
I think another thing that plays into it why they didn't lock us up is it happened around COVID.
Right.
COVID. So they wasn't trying to lock people up. And, they weren't. I'm not really too old, bro. Like, I look a little older, but I'm a little younger.
What are you, like 20?
I'm 19.
19? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I've done a lot of shit that kind of, like, fried my brain a little. Like, not too much, but, like, I got a really bad memory. You know, so.
You saying you did a bunch of drugs in your life?
I didn't do too many. Oh. I never got dabbled too bad, but I just started a little too young. Mm. Like, way too young. Like, around, like, elementary, like middle school.
You were with Zans or something?
No. I was smoking weed, but that shit fucked me up bad.
You think weed fucks you up? Like, just when you're that young?
But you don't even know.
It didn't have a good effect on them.
You don't know, but I still tweak out to this day. Like, I still get, like I forget where I'm at. Like, I forget. Like, and it happened off, like, but that's such a crazy story. Like, I know exactly where it led from the day it happened, and it's been, like, 4 years since I've been, like, 4 or 5 years since I've been clean off weed.
You got too high when you were 16, and you feel like you're still kind of dealing with it?
It was around, like, 14, 15 where I started, like, tweaking out. Yeah, like, 15. Was it too high? Like, yeah, I got hella high, like, extreme. Like, before I used to smoke weed all the time, it was cool. I got so high, like, I get PTSD whenever, like, when I smell weed. Uh-huh. Or, like, it happens when I'm in the backseat of the car at night, like, I'll start tweaking out. Like, my brain, like, I, like, leave my body. Like, it feels so weird. Like, I'll forget who I am.
So you'd probably prefer I don't smoke around you?
Please.
You're going to start freaking out?
Well, first is Ramadan. I'm the love, but...
So, okay, yeah. Break down Ramadan for me.
Yeah, Ramadan. Like, so,
what happens during Ramadan?
It's the holy month. So, basically, what you're doing is you're fasting. To kind of like remember the other people.
But it's only till like 6 or 7 p.m.,
so
it's right?
From like sun up to sun down.
Right.
But you wake up a little bit. So we have 5 prayers in Islam. There's Fajr, there's Isha, there's Maghrib, Dhuhr. Wait, my bad, I'm tweaking.
Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib,
five.
Isha.
Five prayers. And I'm still like teaching myself everything too, because I've been trying to get religious like within this past like year and a half. Mm-hmm. Before I didn't know nothing, you know, but you know, we've been all learning together. He's been praying. We all been trying to pray. Like we don't really be missing our prayers, but I'll be like, sorry, bro, I'll be forgetting shit. But Fajr, you gotta, it's like at 5 a.m. Uh-huh. Prayer that we wake up in the middle of the night, like not the middle. It's like when everybody else is sleeping, you're basically, that's like the strongest prayer. Like you're, and when everybody else is sleeping and comfy in bed, you're getting up to praise God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you bust down the prayer, but that's around the time that the fast ends, right? So you gotta eat your suhoor. So suhoor is the last like meal type thing that you eat before you begin your fast. So you eat your suhoor, pray Fajr. Right, that's how it goes?
Yeah, so like you have a set time. So like let's say 4:57 a.m. And then by that time you have to stop eating. So you have your last meal right there. You pray around like 5:20-ish. You pray Fajr. That's like your morning prayer. And then that's pretty much it. And then your fast starts for the whole day. So you don't eat water. You don't drink. You don't do anything like that, especially no smoking, nothing like that. And then you pray your Zuhr at like around 1. And then you pray Asr around like 3:04. And then you pray Maghrib. And then Maghrib is when you break your fast. Mm-hmm. So right now it's... like gonna be like around like what, 7?
So you guys are starving right now.
Not I mean, I'm chilling. All right. Yeah, we used to
it. You're acting like it's no big deal, but for me, one time I had to not eat for 24 hours because I was getting a colonoscopy, which
that's
is basically
a lot of time,
they
bro.
Put a little camera up your butt to like see if you have cancer or whatever. So I didn't eat for 24 hours. Not a gay thing. And
sure about that, bro?
I swear to God. It's because, like,
talk.
They gotta, like, they gotta put a camera in your ass to see if you got cancer growing in there.
Sure, I'm taking the cancer, bro.
It's a very small camera.
I'm taking the cancer, bro.
Really? Camera in your ass is haram? I could see it.
Yo, anything haram.
Hey.
A lot of shit is haram. A lot less than that is haram.
Yeah, it's, everything's haram for a real reason.
Right.
So,
you grew up Muslim, but you know you're like kind of on some little kid shit, and then as you get older, you decide to start taking it more serious.
So with the Afghans, they come from like a war torn country. They're not too like, how do you say it? Like they're not too informed themselves for them to teach us and stuff. They put us in like little Quran classes and stuff, but that's when we were kids. Like, you know, we never really wanted to focus on that type of shit. We just want to go out and play and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but, yeah.
So as you get older, you start to like go out of your way to learn more about it and shit?
It's just because, bro, like, be so confused with life. You know, sometimes you sit there and you'll think life is so pointless and we're on this small rock and all this stuff. But, you know, like, I was just lost. I was just confused. And I was like, you know, like when you're lost, you get like depressed and all this type of stuff. And I just wanted to find like the real reason and the real purpose. And I started to do like my research and stuff. And like if you think about it, bro, like, everybody's gonna die, you know? Nothing's gonna go with you. I know you got a lot of money. Your money's gonna go with you when you die?
Probably go to my family.
Okay, but it's not gonna go with you to the grave, you know?
No,
what I mean?
No.
And, like, at the end of the day, like, all this shit's useless, and this life is just, like, a test. So why would I spend my life just, like, doing all this, like, you know, like, for instance, like, you, like, what they would call you in Islam is a dayut.
Define that.
A dayut is, like, somebody who doesn't get jealous over their wife, somebody who, like, I'm not trying to say you pimp your wife. I mean, kind of. Pimp your wife. You know what I mean? Like they say, like, that's the type of guy that God would never let into heaven. You know?
Right.
Because, like, it's so, like, how could you do, like, such a bad
thing? I didn't even RSVP. I don't even believe in God.
What?
I don't believe in God, so.
What was RSVP?
RSVP, like, when you're going to go to a party, you have to fill out, like, a form online. I'm not even trying to get into heaven. I've already accepted. Hell awaits.
Oh, like you did some, like, deal with the devil or something?
Not even a deal. I just don't believe in any of it. So all
of
it is.
Have you done some research on it before?
Yeah. But honestly, it was a long time ago because I figured as soon as I found out there were people that didn't believe in God, I was like, oh, that's me. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Look, you know, no matter what sin you've ever done in your whole entire life, if you convert to Islam, everything will be forgiven. And it's like you said, like, even all the little stupid stuff that you posted on the internet, I don't think you even have to take it down once you repent. Like, once you join Islam, it's like you're a new person.
That's like the big promise of all the religions, though, because Christianity, I grew up in that, they're saying the same thing. Like, once you go to God, then everything is forgiven.
You know, I'm not too informed to speak on certain subjects, but, you know, there's this good sheikh out here. His name is Sheikh Osman from San Diego. He's like, I don't know if you know some guy named Sneeko.
I do.
Yeah, like,
One of my favorite Muslims.
I don't know what type of, like, I don't know the politics behind all these little YouTubers.
He converted, like, 3 months ago.
Yeah, but he be hanging out with that guy. I don't know if you see that one, like, Pakistani guy with the beard he be hanging out with. And he be, like, getting on live with them, trying to have him talk with, like, Gideon and all these type of people.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I think he's from, like, San Diego or something. I mean, that's someone that's really informative that, like, I kind of like watching, too. Someone you could, like, get your information from. Mm-hmm. Have you ever read a Quran?
No.
Have you heard, like...
I read a lot about it.
But you hear, like, how it says so many miracles and, like, how it's, like, found out stuff before science and how it's, like, written so perfect that, like, no human could have wrote it. Like, it has so many, like, what's that thing called? Like, plays on words or, like, analogies? I don't know. Like, so, like, it'll have, like, one surah will be, like, a specific number of words and, like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, all this coming from a man who couldn't read or write...
Most of the stuff I've read about the Quran is, like, focused on how it has, like, different characteristics than the Bible in the sense that it's very easy to read the Quran and interpret it literally and to decide that the meaning of it is basically that we should, like, you know, kill apostates and people who aren't part of our religion and shit.
So I bought you a gift, Adam.
A Quran to call my own? Holy shit.
So this... This is the English Quran.
Maybe I'll read it.
I would appreciate it if you read it because it's a gift, you know. And I don't give nobody gifts like that.
From Rhonda.
But, you know, you could get, like, some research. And I know, like, you do research on all these rappers and all this time. Like, mm-hmm. You'd be having time. Like, if you just put, like, a little bit of time and just, like, you know, like, this is me, like.
No, I appreciate
it. Trying to be, like, I want you to go to heaven.
At the very least, I'm going to put it up here right next to the box of Whoops.
But, like, don't, like smoke around it and do all these type of, like,
oh,
stuff.
Oh, we'd be
like,
smoking in here.
You know,
yeah,
like, it's like the holy book. Like, don't do, like,
I don't think it belongs in that shelf, though, because that shelf
has, like,
the fleshlight.
Like, alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
A fleshlight.
Yeah.
Old English.
Sure, don't put it in there.
You guys with fleshlights?
No. But, like, if you take it home, you can put it in, like, your little library.
That was a good one.
That's an honest question. I mean, hey, like... You on your dean, but then at some point you got to go back home and you got to jerk off or whatever, right? Or use a fleshlight.
That's just like a little too down bad.
You guys say the on your dean thing though. That's what I picked up from like hanging out with the Philly rappers. Yeah, like listening to them.
Yeah, we'd be on our dean.
Definitely. I don't know if everything translates, but okay, it's kind of like a.
I don't put the weed next to the car.
Okay, we're gonna take that. Put that right there. Good point. Well, actually, it's written, yeah, in general. Maybe I'll just move it right in front of myself like this. Yeah, a little better. Because it's kind of like a trend at this point. People like Sneeko, Andrew Tate, but then even within rap, you got like a lot of the Chicago BDs like Tay Savage and Lil Durk and stuff who are kind of getting into the Muslim thing, like how do you feel seeing people who don't really have like a connection to it discovering it? Is that dope for you as somebody who's been around your whole life?
I love it, bro. I love it. You know, I love all Muslims. I love everybody. We're all brothers. We're all brothers and sisters. In Islam, there's no race. There's no race. We're all like one people, and we're like the slaves of God. And yeah, bro, you see that Islam is the fastest growing religion, and I don't think it would be for no reason. You see a lot of pastors converting to Islam, but you don't really see no sheikhs converting to Christianity. And if you do, you'll see like 10 pastors convert to Islam to that like one. You know what I mean? Like, it's the fastest growing religion. You know, it's like all this stuff can't be for no reason. You can't think all these people just like did this shit for no reason.
Do you think you would get along better with somebody who's not religious at all, or somebody who's Christian? So like they're religious, but they just believe in a totally different religion.
Yeah, probably the Christian. You know, in Islam, we're taught to love our Christian, the Christians and the Jewish too, right? Like
all religion.
Yeah, you're supposed to treat everybody with respect. And we don't really got problems with all Jews. We just don't like the Jews that support the genocide in Israel.
Man,
I swear, bro, I haven't had sleep in like 4 days.
No, that's cool. Wow, what are you doing up there? Why are you not sleeping for 4 days?
Bro, we drove up. One of the homies just got killed, you know, too. Like, it's hella hectic right now. Everything's crazy, but there's just hella shit going on. And we be hella busy, bro, behind the scenes. We be doing a lot of shit. We be doing a lot of traveling. And we be doing, like, late. Like, last night we were up till 4 a.m., 4 or 5 a.m., me and him. We was out with like M3s, like a M competition, and like we just be doing shit, bro. Like we just be doing random shit.
But you guys are sober. You're really not getting fucked up.
Nah, we be sober.
Especially because of Ramadan, or just in general, you don't fuck with drugs or alcohol or anything.
I just personally love being sober.
I see that smile. I've heard that a lot of people.
No, I'm sober. I can't speak for everybody else in the room.
I hear that there's a lot of people claiming to be sober and claiming to be keeping shit sacred and everything, but then when it actually comes down to it, they're actually just having a good old time in the streets. True or false?
Oh, my bad. Hold on. We gotta break my
phone. Yeah, I go. Are you about to eat a date?
Hey, y'all got some water in here?
Yeah. They can go grab you some water.
You're supposed to, like, that's the way to do it, like, with a date and water.
Why a date?
You want to try one?
Nah.
Just try one.
I fuck with Fig Newtons.
Is that the same thing?
You don't want to try one?
Honestly, I'm good. Yeah, that's just like, kind of always been paranoid. I never really wanted to eat one of those.
You don't want
to
eat Muslim stuff?
Like, it's very sweet.
It's just that in general. I don't know. It's just never.
I see a fig. I want
to eat. I'm going to be real with you. I'll wait till you're done eating it.
Oh, yeah, we gotta bust our prayer real quick. We gotta do Maghrib.
What does that actually look like when you pray? You guys are down to do it mid podcast?
I don't know. Is it clean in here? Of course, you're doing a lot of the dirty stuff.
Where you
stuff?
Do that plug talk shit over here?
That's on the other side.
You don't do nothing like
nobody fucks in here.
Behind the scenes, you don't.
I don't think I ever fucked in here.
We were gonna do it outside. I don't know. We didn't even want to sit on the couches and stuff. We don't know what you're doing around here.
No, there's very little sex happening here.
Right,
I want to see. Do you guys have to hit the floor to do it?
Yeah, but you gotta eat a date if you wanna watch this.
I'll step outside. Okay, we back in it. Wow.
Well, start now.
For the people at home, this will be like old news to them already by the time this comes out, but these guys just got to witness the infamous Brick Baby crash out of 2024. Brick Baby showed up and there was a lot of aggression. What was that like for you guys to just witness that? You probably think the jumpers like that all the time now.
We was just minding our business. We don't really care too much. We was just trying to play a game of pool.
Yeah, we were we saw you guys pray outside, and then we came back in to like very different energy.
Oh no, yeah. Brick Baby walked in the baby. He said, "What's up with us?" And then he walked in the little room and he did his little dougie. We wasn't really watching the TV too much, but then we started peeking over and he started getting a little angry. But I don't know the politics behind that. I don't really know LA politics, you know. But whatever they had going on, they did their thing. I don't really know. I don't really care.
Just Crips on Crips on Crips on Crips. They just it's like three different types of Crips involved in this situation alone. You got the Insanes, the 40s, and the 60s all mixing in together. I'm just trying to stay out of it. But, so where were we? How was praying in our parking lot?
It's just like praying normally.
It's decent?
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't dirty.
From my perspective, like, one person kind of takes the lead. They go in the front.
That's when you pray in a group. You could pray by yourself too, but when you pray in a group, one person leads it and one person calls it. Uh-huh. So this time, usually when we pray, he calls it and he does it, but this time he called the prayer and he guided. So we just followed after. He says everything out loud. We just follow him.
Definitely. No, it was dope. So what do people need to know about your culture and what you guys have going on that people don't understand? Like, what are the stereotypes that you have to deal with?
What stereotypes do we deal with? Taliban? I don't know. Stereotype?
People still doing
that
Taliban
not
jokes?
Understanding.
Like, do they make, like, what do they say to us?
Yeah.
Nobody like, says shit to us.
Yeah, no. Just in general. But you guys are in your own fucking world anyway, right?
We be in our own lane. We just be chilling.
Right.
We just be vibing. We just have fun.
So you don't have to deal with, like, too many other races or groups? You're in your own little community
people,
and shit?
Hella people be trying to click up with us and stuff, but we don't like to politic with other people. We just stick to ourselves. Mm. And we handle our own business. You know, we don't really need nobody. But I've been just trying to get my foot in the music game. You know, like, I've been getting good buzz after, like, 3 songs. I've been trying to work with other artists, but the thing is, I gotta be a little careful. I'll be a little careful because I'll be trying to move like 5 steps ahead and stuff. But when you make a song with like a California artist, it gets hella political.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you make a song with one rapper, you won't be able to make a song with like a whole other group of rappers. Like, you know, like, it falls into like a banner of like one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then it gets you like it cuts off hella opportunities in like the music game.
Mm-hmm.
So. Right now, just like, if I was trying to work with anybody, I'd try to work with like people out of state, like Detroit or Philly. Mm-hmm. I fuck with that one rapper, like OT7 Kwani, and
from
Detroit, FWC Big Key.
Shout out Big Key, the biggest op.
He's locked up, right? It's like Free Key.
I think
Key
he got locked up again, yeah.
Yeah, Free Key.
I tap in with him when he get out.
Free Rio.
Free Rio.
I fuck with Babytron. I like Babytron.
OT7 Kwani was supposed to do an interview months ago, but he kept like not booking a date with Laura, and he would just show up at the store and then text me and be like, yo, let's do an interview. And I'm like, bro, I got like 4 other interviews today. Like, we gotta plan this shit out. Yeah, a little bit.
He's busy.
Because he's dope, but he doesn't seem very organized.
But I'm not gonna lie, he has some catchy ass bars to be stuck in my head.
Yeah, he's funny. But what made you actually really want to rap?
I had like 2 homies rapping before me, Money Made and Taliban Heem.
Mm.
But I'm not gonna speak on the street situation, but they wasn't like knees deep, you know what I mean? But they did their little things, but I fuck with them, they're my brothers and stuff, but you know, they was making the music, but they eventually just like stopped dropping. They were really inconsistent, and I tried to help them. Like, at that time, you know, I couldn't even rap. I couldn't even put 2 bars together, you know what I mean? Like, I used to think, like, oh, rapping is something that just comes to you, you know, like, oh, you're either born with it or you're not. It's not, it's like something you learn. Like, these two, they're the ones that got me into rapping. Like, we'd be up late at night, like 3 a.m., just freestyle. They'd be freestyling. They'd make me, like, force me to hop in. I'd have, like shit-ass ABC bars, like some shit that, like, is so ass. But, like, you know, you slowly start somewhere. Within, like, a couple years, I start getting better, and then we'd freestyle all the time. And eventually got, like, a little decent. I still wouldn't say I'm good. You know, I critique my music so much that I never even want to drop my music. Like, I have to have, like, the homies, they'll tell me, they'll like, be like, bro, that shit's fire, drop it. But I critique my own work so much that, like I'm a perfectionist. Like, I want it to be good. And I know my shit's still not good. Like, music is, like, it's like art, you know? Like, so many different types of music that I'm trying to learn, like all the different types. Like, you know, there's, like, all right, you master singing. I mean, you master rapping. I know you guys kind of get into like singing, like Lil Durk, you know what I mean? Like, he'll be like sing rapping or like writing good hooks. Like, I'm still trying to work on like writing catchy hooks and stuff. You know, I'm just like learning all this little shit.
Mm. Definitely, yeah. I mean, Durk is somebody who kind of like conquered drill rapping and then gradually like took influence from people like Future and like kind of moved past it and showed that he could become like a real artist. But he got like his initial fan base from talking about all this crazy Chicago street stuff. But did you want to be a rapper before the murder case, or did that bring it out of you?
I never really wanted to be a rapper. I just want money.
Mm.
I mean, all the shit that we do out here, is like haram, and like doing a lot of people greasy and doing all this type of shit. And making music's haram too.
That's
but
what
it's
I was
a little saying. Less of a sin. Like I'd rather not like finesse people and jack people and hurt people and make that type of haram money. I'd rather make like music money. You know, it's like it'd feel better and to me.
I was just talking to this Philadelphia rapper Freeway from back in the day. He was with Jay-Z and shit, and he's super Muslim. And we were talking about that, how it's technically not, it's not permissible to make music, in particular if the music isn't promoting God, right?
Yeah, music is haram. Music is haram. I feel bad making music, but I gotta feed my family and stuff. I gotta make a way to this little stuff.
Right. No, that makes sense. But I don't know. Like, you're turning yourself in soon, right?
It's not turning in. I'm just fighting a big case, and I just went to court a couple of days ago before I came here, and they gave me like an extension, so they,
oh, really?
They let me be out for a little longer. Like the case was supposed to finalize this last one, and but there's a lot of shit going on in the case where our lawyer had like a chance to get a little extension. For like a month or two.
What was this case about?
I can't talk about it.
Okay.
It's ongoing.
Ongoing. But you already got sentenced?
No. I was supposed to have sentencing. Like, I was supposed to have my court date. Court is so complicated, but I was supposed to have my court date to see how long I was gonna, like, you accept, like, a plea deal or you go to trial and all this stuff. And then you have sentencing where you, like, go in. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah. Right. And so how long do you think you might end up going away?
I don't know. We didn't go to the it was supposed to be this one where they would tell me, but they didn't tell me. So, but I have an estimation, but.
A couple years or?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Not in the high, but they was talking about talks of like 1 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
And are you already, without even having to go in, are you already looking at your life and thinking that you want to start living differently, or is this just how shit goes?
You know, me and the homies, we talk about this stuff all the time, and especially when we're kids, we're like, we'd be seeing, like, grown-ass men walking up and down the street, like, oh, this gang, oh, bro, you know, like, at this grown-ass age, like, how are you still gonna like want to do all this like street shit? You know, like we always agreed like by the age of 30 we have at least tried or like changed our lives. You know what I mean? To like at least be like with money or with God especially. And to be honest, like I didn't even want to be a rapper realistically, but like I want to be a firefighter.
What is it about the firefighter thing? You want to be a hero?
So like doctors to be a, you know, it says in Islam like. If you kill somebody, it's like you killed all of humanity. If you save a life, it's like you saved all of humanity, right? Although I'm pretty sure that's what they say, right?
And you're kind of down on the scoreboard right now? you got some making up to do?
No, it's not even that. It might be. All right, look. So, to become a doctor, you know, a lot of people become a doctor to save lives and all that stuff. But that takes hella years. And, like, being a firefighter just looks cool, but you're also saving lives. It's basically accomplishing.
The money is pretty good, I believe. The schedule.
I'd be like a volunteer. You could be like a volunteer one. Like,
oh, really?
I wouldn't really do it for the money.
The schedule, though, if you actually get into it as a career. I was talking to somebody the other day in the airport about being a firefighter. They told me it's super political. Like, you got to, like, be getting along with the right people in order to advance in the firefighter world and shit. And I'm like, wow, it sounds like everything else.
Well, that's something I wanted to be as of, like, the past, like, recent years. But growing up, I always wanted to be like a Navy SEAL or a boxer. I want to be a boxer or an MMA fighter because I just love fighting, you know. Like,
but all these have the same thing in common, that you want to like be like a champion or like a hero, or like you want to go through some sort of like quest to prove yourself.
Well, I was boxing. It was helping me stay off the streets when I was young, and like back when I was 16. Like that's when I was like a little, like I was crazy before that and I was crazy after. But in that time, like I was boxing. I was still getting into a lot of fights and like doing other little stuff, but is when I was like kind of slowing down and I was really focused on becoming like a boxer because I was actually really good, you know what I mean? And then COVID came and all the gyms closed down and everything closed down and there was like nothing left to do, and like that's what like really like I should start like getting back in, like shit like that, you know? You get what I'm trying to say?
An idle mind is the devil's playground. Meaning when you don't got shit going on, you're going to start doing some bad shit.
Oh, all right.
Right?
Oh, that's a good quote. That's pretty smart.
You can use that.
That's nice.
I'm going to gift you that.
Wait, what was it again?
An idle mind is the devil's playground.
That's
why you take your kid and you put them in 8 fucking extracurricular activities so that they don't have any free time after school to get into some fuck shit.
You're going to catch this guy probably put that shit in his bio after this shit.
It's funny because you will.
I'm telling you.
Definitely.
But, what was I saying? Yeah, I wanted to be like a boxer, an MMA fighter. That's what I really wanted to be. Like, that was my favorite thing in the world. And my dad wanted me to be too. My dad was always pushing me to become some sort of fighter, you know, like he wanted to become like a champion and shit, number one. He wanted me to put on for the Afghans and stuff.
But it's a lot of fucking hard work.
Oh, I was down. I was putting in Mamba mentality hours.
Oh, shit.
I was going like, I was running in the morning.
I'm going to introduce you to the 22 mentality.
What's that?
It's like the Mamba mentality. It's the exact same thing.
Okay, let me hear it.
It's just...
This is the same shit?
You just got to overwhoop. I don't know. I was pushing the 22 mentality. The book, it's over there, right? I think there's a copy of it somewhere. Somebody, like my boy Michael, bought me the LeBron James book. No, it's like, it says the Mamba mentality. And I think he just scribbled like a 22 over the Mamba part. I don't know. But either way, okay. So what do you got planned or like what's coming up in your life and what's going on?
You know, alhamdulillah, bro, life is good. Life is good right now. I have plans, but nothing crazy. In the meantime, I leave my life up to God. Like, you know, this whole time, everything's just been happening on its own. You know, like, I dropped the song and everything just happened on its own. I didn't really plan most of this. I planned a lot of it, but I didn't plan, like, all this type of stuff. Everything just, like, happening on its own. So I'm just letting fate roll out. You know, I trust God. You know, like, any situation that happens, like, if we take the wrong turn on the freeway or something, I know it was for a reason. It wasn't for no reason. Like, I know everything has a reason, you know?
Don't take offense to this, but I feel like Allah has a bit of a sense of humor because he put me and Tommy G into your life, and it's kind of ironic that a couple of white boys might have changed your life in such a way. Not a lot of Afghan hip-hop podcasts, so it was probably going to have to be that way.
I don't know if Allah, you could say that he has a sense of humor, he's great, he's perfect.
For sure. I don't know.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know. I'm still not sure if I should put the Quran.
No, don't nice put it in the flashlight.
I don't want to get a fatwa put on me.
I don't know. That's black.
You don't know about the fatwa?
That's black magic, right?
No, fatwa is just like, that's just like kind of like preaching.
Kind it's of like if you're such an op of the Muslims that every Muslim has to try to kill you.
I don't think that's what fuck.
Yeah, it is. They had one on Salman Rushdie because he wrote this book called The Satanic Verses, and I think he was like Iranian. And still to this day, Muslims try to kill him everywhere he goes. We're not talking about Salman Rushdie.
You're I'm 999% sure you're uninformed.
No, they stabbed him in the fucking face.
Okay,
like
but
a couple
that doesn't mean every Muslim. Like,
no,
Muslim
obviously not everyone. But like,
certain
Muslims hear this and they're like, okay, we're on him.
There's different groups of Muslims. Like, there's the Sunni, we're Sunni, and then
the Sunni and the Shia.
Then there's what is it, Wahhabi? There's what's the other one?
Hanafi.
No. Oblock.
What? I don't know. There's different ones, but basically, maybe it's one of those other groups. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's probably some other dudes. For sure. All right. So what should people search up if they wanna tap in with your music? What song would you recommend?
I mean, they're all decent. They're all
you got 3 out right now, right? Or those are just the videos?
No, just 3 songs in total. I got a 4th one coming out like these next 2-3 days. I got a couple more. I've been making some good shit. I just be hella lazy, bro. I just make music at random times. I don't go to a studio. I just make my shit in my room. Like, I bought the equipment and shit. Like, I just watched a YouTube video on how to do it. And then I had a friend. He kind of, like, kind of bitched up. But he was making music before me. And he taught me. I feel like he was getting a little jealous or something because he was making music for, like, 3 years. And I made it for, like, a month and already had more streams than all of his songs combined and shit, you know. And but at that time, like, he would record me. He recorded my first song. And then he started getting, like, hella jealous. He's like, oh, I don't want to record you no more. Figure it out yourself. Like, start learning yourself and shit. And so then I started, I'm a quick learner. I figure everything out myself. Like, I teach myself everything. So I'm like a man of many talents. I like to learn. I'm always learning. I'm a student of everything. So he showed me, and then I learned a lot of it off YouTube. And so what I do now is I just record, like, my vocals and my ad-libs. I put the beat. I know how to put everything nice and organized.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just export it and send it to my boy Ja. Shout out Ja, the producer.
Ja or Josh?
J-A-A-H underscore on Instagram, Ja.
Oh, okay.
That's bro.
For sure. Yeah, man, I'm fucking with the whole movement and stuff. The music's good, and you guys definitely got a crazy story. Thank you for also teaching me about your culture and everything.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You fuck with Afghan food?
I'm down with whatever.
You ever had, like, kebab?
Not a date. Yeah, I was just in Turkey. I had a hell of a kebab.
You fuck with, like, kheer kebab?
I don't know what that is exactly.
Kheer kebab. It's like a type of meat.
You've had kheer kebab before, for sure.
Maybe.
100%.
I think he has.
No, you for sure had kheer kebab.
The craziest kebab experience that I've ever had with the Armenians is, like, they just have this, like, giant piece of bread, and then they had all these skewers of, like, steak and, like, fucking liver and shit on top of it, and you just take, like, just rip off chunks of this, like, giant piece of bread, and we're just, like, scooping up meat and just eating it off the grill, and it was so good. You guys ever just stand around a grill and just eat straight off the grill?
Yeah.
Like, just take the kebab off the skewer and eat it?
Yeah, it was, like, at least a little bit.
You gotta let it cool down a little.
Yeah, we let it cool down.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I learned from the Armenians is to just eat the meat with just a tiny little piece of
Armenian
bread. They're dope. There's a lot of overlap with your culture, I think.
They speak Farsi, right?
Armenian? Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. They do. They do.
They speak like a weird type of Farsi, though.
They do? I don't know. I've heard somewhere that Armenians speak Farsi.
A lot that some of them do, yeah. A lot of the Armenians, there's always like a conversation about who's whitewashed and who isn't. Meaning, like, who's staying true to the Armenian culture versus who's, like, being too affected by American culture. Y'all want to talk about that?
Wait, say it again, bro. I'm lost.
Like, basically, like, some of the Armenians will be accusing each other of being whitewashed and shit.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that. Like, if we run into, like, a whitewashed Afghan, we'll be like, you a white guy, bro. You whitewashed, bro. Like some people, they don't even know that, like, see, me personally, I can't, like get mad at them because, like, me personally, I'm not the best at my own language.
But you're, like, blackwashed because you said the N-word and shit, right?
Man.
I mean, that's got, like, a different version of it, right? Because with the Armenians, you can pass. They could, a lot of them could, like, pass for white.
I don't know what it is in L.A., but in the Bay, it's different. Like, I don't know the politics of everywhere else, but it's just what everybody's saying. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, L.A. is cool, like, it's got his hoods, but the Bay is treacherous, bro. It's like really Gotham, bro.
Honestly, like, I lived in New York for a long time. I lived in L.A. for a long time. It's like all the Mexicans and whoever says it. Like,
you been to the Bay?
Yeah.
Like, you lived there?
Nah, but I've been there mad times over the years.
Yeah.
San Francisco's a fucking war zone. I went there in the middle. Last time I went there probably was like middle of COVID, and it was the craziest. Last time I went, San Francisco, I've been going like since 2008. I went in 2020.
What do you think, like, over, like, when you first went there and when you see it now, like, how drastic of a difference is it to, like, what you see?
It's fucked. It was always pretty crazy, but it's, like, really fucked now. The crime is so much worse.
I feel like it really all got bad when they passed that law for shoplifting, for, like, when they said, like, over 950 or something.
Yeah.
I remember when it first got passed, it was, like, 2-3 years ago.
It's unfortunate because I feel like the only solution is to just lock up way more people. But that's probably what they're going to do.
Too much room for the people in the jail.
You got to build some new jails.
I mean, it's kind of hard. It's a small island. It's a small island.
Yeah. I don't ship them out to Kentucky. They probably got some room.
Reopen out. Alcatraz?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Why did they even close it?
I don't know.
Switch it up.
You think jails, like, rehabilitate people? Like, they, like, fix them and throw them back into society, or what?
I definitely see the problem with jail. I just also, at a certain point, when you have, like, societies like Washington and Oregon and San Francisco that are, like, seemingly overrun with criminals, it's kind of like, I don't see what you're gonna do besides just start charging people more aggressively and actually locking people up and make them scared to be doing crazy ass crimes and shit.
There's a lot of crash outs out there.
Yeah.
And I don't think they really care about the time.
Yeah, they don't care about it. Why would people shoot up schools if they know, like, they're suicidal. Better go do life? They're not going to get away with it.
Shooting up a school is pretty much like, I want to die / get locked up for the rest of my life.
There's going to be thousands of those people throughout life.
Yeah. Time. But I'm talking about more moderate criminals, like people who are doing shoplifting shit or people who are just being crazy as drug dealers.
Cut their hands off if they shoplift, cut a finger off.
Well, that's going back to your country, right?
Instead of jail, they should do that. And then
I mean, hey, be honest, Adam. If you went to the store and stole right now, like say you were broke, like you would go steal, right? But say if you saw them put somebody's hand on the table for stealing, would you steal?
Well, that's the same logic of why they probably need to throw half of San Francisco in jail.
Nobody's scared of that shit. You gotta put
I'm just saying, don't do that, guys.
Yeah.
Don't do that. But what do you think about what's going on in Israel and Palestine?
I try to stay out of it.
But, all right.
I listen to a lot of podcasts about it. I don't have any easy answers, and I don't feel like it's really my area of expertise, so I don't really get into it.
You haven't seen, like, all the children, like, getting killed and all this stuff? Like, what do you feel about that?
That's what happens in war.
No, but this is not a war. This is, like...
Well, it's, like, one of our longest standing wars. Like, when we dropped nukes on Japan... A lot of kids died then, too, but ultimately we decided it was for the best.
This is, like, ongoing for no reason. They'll try to say that it's for a reason. Like, that's you throwing a pebble at me, and I whip out my fucking grenade launcher. You know what I mean? Like, it's overkill.
I mean, Hamas could stop it all right now if they just release the hostages.
Or, bro, they've been doing a whole genocide. Yeah, just, hey, bro, I took you, bro. Like, you took my people.
Nah, Israel's made a lot of attempts at peace.
So, bro. I think you're just.
It's tough to have.
I think you're brainwashed, Adam. I think you're brainwashed.
No, but it's tough to It's tough to really go for peace when you got neighbors that are sworn to your destruction. But again, I don't really get into this.
What do you think? You think he's brainwashed?
You don't even believe in God. That's like
brainwashed.
I know, and I am against the idea of Israel existing in the first place because I think that the idea of a country existing solely for a religion is wrong. However, if anybody's going to have their own country, it should probably be the Jews, since throughout all of history, pretty much everybody's been trying to kill the Jews.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Free Palestine.
Okay, I appreciate you being real because I know how that's how y'all feel about it.
They don't business. They don't business. It just depends on what type of Jew it is.
For them. For me, all of them.
No, just
respect for keeping it real, because a lot of people try to sanitize their opinion.
No, I don't sanitize shit. I stand on business, and I stand on, bro. They know that I say whatever's on my mind. I'm not scared of you, and I don't care if I'm whatever for these people what they got to say. I tell you whatever's on my mind all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if like I won't sign no fucking deal if they say something like I got to say this type of shit. Say this, no, bro. Like, I would never sell my soul. I would never lie. If the Jew. Like, there's Jews out there. There's good people, there's bad people. There's good Jews, there's bad Jews. There's Jews that support it, there's Jews that do not support what's going on in Israel. So why would you say fuck them Jews?
There's some Jews that don't support it?
Yeah.
Don't fuck those Jews.
Yeah, don't fuck those Jews.
It's not fuck those Jews.
Yeah, you see?
Fuck
you see,
the rest
what
of
I say, I changed his mind on some, like, you know?
Right, we cleaned it up a little bit.
No, but if that's really his opinion, I wouldn't care.
That's my opinion.
But like, you see, he just had a
But like the majority of Palestinians think that the Jews basically need to be eradicated.
No,
right?
Nobody fucking.
When you look at the polling, it's staggering.
It's not.
It's not like a fringe opinion,
bro.
And most of them support Hamas.
Bro, I support Hamas.
Well,
real nigga, real shit. Bro, if you're gonna go and do a genocide, these are the people. This is like the Taliban, bro. Like. The fucking, what are the Americans come to Afghanistan for?
It's not really much of a genocide when the population's booming.
Bro, what if they fucking knocked off half of LA right
now? But I'm saying, like, over the past couple of decades, it's not like the population is actually hurting. Like, if they were trying to eradicate them, they're doing a pretty terrible job.
Bro, they just fucking bombed all of Gaza.
Well, that's war.
It's not war when the fucking, they're not going to Israel.
Just because it's unfair, just because one side is more well-equipped than the other.
Who's equipping them?
It's still war.
Who's equipping them?
Joe Biden, baby.
We need Trump. We need Trump.
I knew this was going there.
Where's Trump, bro? Trump 24.
Make Gaza great again. Hey, I appreciate you guys for real. Thank you for coming through.
I appreciate you.
And definitely tune into my man's music. Search it up on YouTube and all that.
Yep.
And
Rondo.
And best of luck if you got to go sit down, and definitely let me know once you get out.
Yeah, for sure. We go get some shit cracking. We're just working on a little shit right now before it happens. We're just working on, like, the clothing brand and our production and all this type of other stuff. So we're just getting everything ready before that happens to make sure everything's, like, you know, getting everything ready.
Let's get it.
The worst.
Yep. All right. I appreciate y'all. Much love.
Thank you for pulling up and sharing your story.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.
Wow. Free Palestine.